I want to begin by reading from John 19, if you'll join me there in your Bible. John 19. I want to grab a little piece of one of the episodes that surround the crucifixion of Jesus. So I'm going to begin in verse 17 of John 19, where the text says, "So they took Jesus, therefore, and went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two other men, one on either side, and Jesus in between. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, 'Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews.' Therefore, many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, 'Do not write the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews.' Pilate answered, 'What I have written, I have written.'" As I return again and again to the accounts of Jesus' death, I continue to be intrigued by the details that the Spirit chooses for us to include in the story. We find one here in verse 18, that when he was crucified, Jesus was crucified with two other men. Interestingly, in verse 18, the Spirit is emphatic that we understand he is between them. Do you see that in verse 18? One on either side, Jesus in the middle. And so now I'm intrigued. Why are we told about the other two men? What is their relevance to the story? It only gets more interesting when you realize that all four gospel accounts mention the other two men. And the other accounts actually supply us with more information than John does. Matthew and Mark calls the other two men robbers. Luke says they are criminals, which adds another level of scandal to the picture. It wasn't just two other random people. It was two bad guys that Jesus is with when he dies. Matthew adds that the other two men joined the mob and insulted Jesus as they died with him on their crosses. Luke, however, indicates that somewhere along the way in the process of execution, one of the two men has a change of heart about Jesus and rebukes his fellow victim for ridiculing Jesus and pleads with Jesus to remember him when he comes in his kingdom. Luke tells us more about these two men than any of the other writers do. And so we are left to wonder, why is this part of the story? Why does the Spirit include these two other nameless condemned men who die with him? From one angle, the information is not useful. If we are identified with the crowd we are associated with, why would you want to include that detail, that he died with the other criminals that day? And yet the Spirit clearly wants us to know that. When seen from another angle, I think the mention of the two robbers, the two sinners, actually fits perfectly with the gospel story. In fact, I would contend that verse 18 of John 19 is an abbreviated version of the gospel story. Think about it. When Jesus came and spent his time here on earth, who was he with? the sinners. He was often found among society's outcasts. In Luke 15 and verse 1, Luke says, all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near to him to listen to him. Matthew says in Matthew 9 and verse 10, then it happened that as Jesus was reclining at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were dining with him. And his enemies were critical of this. Continue in Luke 15 and verse 2. It says, both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. In fact, it was an accusation laid on Jesus again and again by his enemies. He is the friend of tax collectors and sinners. And they didn't mean good things when they said that about him. I love his reply to that criticism because he did answer his critics on this point. In Mark 2 in verse 17, Jesus says, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. It is as though Jesus says to them, duh, who should I be spending my time with? Who did I come to rescue? In fact, of his mission, Jesus would say in Luke 19 and verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. And so that it occurs to me that in his death, when his enemies place him between the two criminals, the sinners, they put him right where he belonged. Right where he had always been. There's more. Because it seems to me that the response of the two criminals in the crucifixion story also mirrors the gospel story. Think about it. As one of them comes to know Jesus literally as they die together on crosses, as he comes to know Jesus, he is drawn to him. He is changed by this experience with Jesus. And before they die, he seeks rescue from Jesus. Anybody surprised by that? Or are we surprised by the other response from the other thief? That as time passes, he only becomes more hardened and dug in his unbelief and continues to hurl abuse at him. The two thieves actually represent the response of people to Jesus. Some experience him and come to know him and believe him and embrace him and seek rescue, and others do exactly the opposite. They are dug in and become more hardened in their unbelief and oppose him, even in this case, to the point of death. Do you see the gospel? The story of the thieves. There is one more interesting thing that takes place here. In John's gospel, there is the controversy about the sign. Why is that here? Pilate's going to put an inscription above him on the cross, and Pilate writes, King of the Jews. And the Jews are offended. No. You can't say that. You've got to change it. You need to write, he said, I am the King of the Jews. And Pilate is done with placating these people. No more. And his response in verse 22 is, I wrote what I wrote. I'm not changing it for you. And so think of the picture we're left with. Jesus between the sinners, with a sign above him that reads, the King. How perfectly fitting. It's interesting. I think the Jews thought that sticking him on a cross between the criminals was really putting Jesus in his place. And I think they're right about that. The Savior in the midst of the sinners, with the sign that read, the king. Ponder the picture as we share the meal.